praying for him when he was in Micronesia. You were always one of my missionaries that I prayed for. And so it's good to see Brother Leithley again, and he's doing a good work down here in Cambridge in Ohio. I'm a sixth generation Ohioan. It's good to get the gospel out here in our home state, our home Jerusalem area, the land of the home and the free, brave and the free. If you turn, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'd just like to teach a little bit out of this chapter today, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Our ministry is a gospel text mission, and our ministry is to get the Word of God out in all over the world. This is our ministry. This is our vision. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. And as you drive down the highways and byways today, you don't see the Word of God out there. And the people need the Word of God. Amen. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God wants the Word of God out. You know, He said He raised up Pharaoh that His name would be declared throughout the world. You know, He can even raise up a heathen, amen, to declare His name throughout the world. I guess He could even use me, amen, if He could use Pharaoh. But God wants His Word out. And as I was driving down here today, I was thinking, you know, I didn't see one bit of Scripture on the way down here. No Word, you know, no Word. And there's coming a day when there's going to be a famine in the world for the word of hearing of the words of the Lord. But I'd like to say there's somewhat of that right now. We know it's going to get a lot worse in the tribulation period. But I would like to say there's also a famine of seeing the Word of God. Amen? Seeing the Word of God. And we'll speak more about that later. But this is our ministry. We do. I know Pastor said that everything was free, but there is a few things that we do sell at cost. I don't know why we sell these things. I guess it's so you guys will take them signs and put them in your front yard. If somebody takes this for free, they might think that they've done their duty. You know, amen? And we want you to take those signs back there, these bigger ones here, and put them out in your front yard. Amen? Be bold for Jesus. These right here. And somehow put them out there. Now, we normally have stands. You see that sign back there? But right now, we're making a transition from the ministry from down in Tennessee up to Ohio. It'll be based here in Ohio, so that's a good thing, amen? And in our own home state here, this ministry will be based up in Akron. And hopefully, we're now buying the signs from printing companies, having them made, but we want to manufacture the signs ourselves. That's our vision, and it can be done very easily and quite economically, too, and we'll be able to get a lot more word out and a lot more of the big signs, get them out cheap, where, you know, we're a very good price, so you get more word out, amen? And so we have these aluminum signs. They are made of aluminum, and they don't rust. Now, this one here, if you do take a sign, if you want to hang a sign, okay, hang one from somewhere, like the bottom of your mailbox or whatever, take one of these with the grommets in it, okay? Because eventually it will wear away if you don't take one with the grommets. It'll wear right through the sign as the wind blows the sign like this. If you just want to screw a sign into something, then take the ones without the grommets. Okay? That's a little signology there for you. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh the sign, right? And then we have these. These are $3 a piece. These are $2 a piece. If you're interested in those, they're cost. We're not making any money on them, but you do have to buy those. The stand is $20. If anybody wants that black stand back there, it's $20. I only have two stands right now. Forgive me. I'm a little low on inventory right now. We do have all these signs available in all the scriptures. We don't have all these in all the scriptures. And also, I have a 4x8 sign out there in the van. If anybody would want one of them, you're welcome to it. If you want this one here, you can have it. They're all free, one per family, one per church. Now, don't take one if you're not going to use it, amen? But if you're out in a, you know, if you know if you're out on a freeway or something, and you know, and a lot of people, you think a lot of people, you can get this, you know, like even on 77. Wow, I was thinking driving down here, boy, if one of them big ones were out there on 77 somewhere in the woods, somewhere where people could drive down and see it, I thought, boy, that'd be a blessing, you know. And just think of the people you can witness to every day through through the sign, through a word, a scripture of the Word of God. You know, if you put a sign out in your front yard, say 10 people a day see that sign, okay? Well, you have witnessed to 10 people a day with the scripture, amen? You've witnessed to 10 people a day. Okay, you multiply that 10 times 365. How much is that, brother? I flunked algebra. 36,000. Hey, he's smart. Well, you got a smart preacher here. 36,500 people you can witness to every year. That's only if 10 people see it a day. That's a conservative amount, you know, because probably more than 10 would see it on the street. Amen? 36,000 people a day. Well, that's if they're all different, okay? So we'll say 36,000 witnesses. Guess what? If one of those 36,000 people gets saved, just one, you've had a part in their salvation. And the Bible says the sower and the reaper will rejoice together. Amen? It just isn't all reaping the Word of God. We've got to sow the Word of God. We'll talk a little bit about that today in the church message, preaching time. But sowing the Word of God, and by the way, the other 35,000, whatever it is, that didn't get saved, you've also been obedient the Great Commission, because you've more or less warned them people, amen, that didn't get saved. So you're being obedient by getting the Word of God out, amen? And so we really believe in the Word of God. There's power in that Word, amen? There's power in the Word of God. And nobody gets saved outside of the Word of God. You can't get saved without the Word of God, amen? We need the Word of God. And so let's look here in chapter 6, verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any questions at all? Okay. Deuteronomy, I'll go through this again, Pastor, in church. You know, some people weren't here, they'll listen to it too. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land, whether you go to possess it. In verse 1 there. Now look there, the Lord says, now these are the commandments. You know, God's given us commands. He's given us commandments. You say, Brother Marshall, are you under the law? I mean, I thought the law was for the Old Testament. No, but you know what? Well, the law is still for the New Testament, amen? The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. But after we get saved, God gives us commandments, amen? And how do we love Jesus? Who knows how we love Jesus? Serving Him and keeping His commandments. Amen. Jesus said, if you love, and it's the same thing, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. And so there's many commands in the New Testament. The Bible says in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I like that, don't you? I will manifest myself to him. So God says, if we're obedient and begin to obey the Lord when we read his commands in the New Testament, not only are we blessed of God, not only are we being obedient, not only are we laying up treasure in heaven, but God says he will manifest himself to us. What does that mean? That means that I think you kind of feel the Lord sometimes. Amen. I'm not charismatic, but I like to feel the Lord once in a while. Amen? I like to feel the Spirit. You know, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. We are the children of God. We can't feel the Spirit anymore. We've got to check and see if we're the child of God sometimes. Amen? But I like to feel the Lord. He'll manifest himself to us. The joy of the Lord, he'll manifest himself. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, God's given us commandments, and many commands in the Word of God. You know, you there's probably hundreds of them. I don't know how many there are, but there's a lot of commandments in the New Testament. And then he says down here that you might do them. In that verse 6 here, Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them. Amen? That's what God wants, I believe. Don't you? God wants us to be doers. Amen? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. He doesn't want us to be pew warmers. Amen? He wants us to be doers. Be ye doers of the word. He wants us to have ministries. Amen? In the local church. Amen? What is your ministry in the local church? What are you doing for this church to build God's work up? Ministry. He wants us to have ministries. You know, there's many ministries in the local church that we can do. Amen? You can be a Sunday school teacher. You can be a junior church worker, if you have a junior church. I don't know. You can be a teen worker. You can be a bus worker. So many ministries in the church. I think everybody ought to have a ministry, don't you, Pastor? Everybody ought to have. We got too many pew warmers today and not enough people that want to be doers. Amen? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Jesus said, James said, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Amen? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Hey, have you ever been went to a funeral and seen that body in the casket? That's a dead body, ain't it? I mean, that body is dead as a doornail. And God says, if we don't have works in our life, we're like that dead body in the casket. Amen? We're dead just like that body. And so, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So what was God saying there? He said, if you don't have works in your life, you're probably not even saved. Amen? You're probably not born again. You say, well, Brother Marshall, you trying to work your way to heaven? No. But I believe if you get saved, there'll be some works there. Amen? There's a change in your life when you get saved. God changes you. You might not be D.L. Moody the next day, but there's a change in your life. Amen? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So God wants us to be doers. Doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You know, we know so much today, Pastor. We know everything. We know so much. We got so much Bible in us. We could probably get the whole state of Ohio saved if we wanted to. Amen? But we just need to get out there and do it. Amen? Apply what we know. Apply what we know. We know more Bible than 99% of the people probably in Cambridge. Amen? We probably do. But all we got to do is get out there and start applying it and doing it. And then, so be ye doers. And then, verse 2, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. So notice there, he says, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God. I think we ought to fear God, amen? Now people say, well, fear is reverential, what do you call that? Trust in God, and it is to some extent. But I don't think God has a big baseball bat up there, and if the first time we step out of line, he hits us over it, hits us over the head with it. No, he's long-suffering towards us, and he lets us, thank God he is, amen? But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, amen? And you'll never be wise in the Christian life until you begin to fear him, have that reverential trust in him, and begin to obey him. Amen? Begin to obey the Lord. Because it's wise to fear the Lord. Amen? And what is the hallmark today of this society out there? There is no fear of God before their eyes. Amen? You ever see the little signs, Pastor, on the back of trucks? You know, these pickup trucks? No fear. You used to see that all the time. No fear. Well, that's true. You know, that was well said. Amen? Because there is no fear of God before their eyes today. People out there, they don't fear God. They say, oh, I want to go to hell. All my friends will be there. Well, that's probably true. Most of their friends will be there with them, you know. Because wide is the road to destruction, narrow is the way to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So most of their friends will be with them in hell, but they ain't going to be partying down there. Amen? They're not going to be smoking any dope down there in hell. They ain't going to be smoking any crack down there in hell. In hell, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so they don't realize that, amen? And that's why they need to realize that, amen? That's why we need to start getting the word out so these heathen can start developing the fear of God a little bit, amen? And get that word out there. They'll see that word, and they'll begin to fear God a little bit. Maybe they'll come to the Lord. And then he says down there that thy days may be prolonged. Amen? I believe obedience will prolong your days on this earth. You know, today, you know, there's a lot of ways they're trying to get people to prolong their life. You know, eat health foods, you know, and do all exercise. That's what the heathen, they revolve their whole life around that. Why? Because they don't want to die. Amen? They don't want to die, you know. So their whole life, oh, I want to be healthy. I want this. I want that. Why? Well, really, what they're saying? They're afraid to die, amen. They're afraid to die. They think they want their life to be prolonged, but they don't realize. Hey, just live for Jesus, amen, and your life will be prolonged, amen. You know, these insurance companies, they'd rather support take Christians any day because they're smart, because they know a Christian, his life, on the average, his life goes much longer. His span is much longer than the average heathen. Amen? And so, if you begin to obey the Lord, then God says your life will be prolonged. And then, verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land which floweth with milk and honey. What time are we done, brother? 10:30, okay. So look there. Hear therefore, Israel, that thou mayest observe to do it. Amen? How do you become a doer of the word? Observe it. Observe the word of God. You know, when you get into that book and you start saturating yourself in the word of God and you start memorizing the word of God, and you start meditating in the Word of God, and you start having the Word of God around your house and around your church and everywhere where you begin to observe it everywhere, guess what? What's that cause? It causes you to do. Observe to do. Amen? That's where we get our strength, from the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, what is faith? What does faith do? Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen? Hey, do you want to have victory in your Christian life? Do you want to have victory over your sin? It's through the Word of God. Through the Bible. That's where you're going to get victory. Hey, you know what we need to do? We need to get back to memorizing the Word of God. Amen? Oh, there's power in that Word. And I have a little memory book, and I was going to bring it, and I forgot to bring it, but I'm trying to take it around to all the churches. It's a book that we got in Bible school by J.R. Grooms down there in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's called Treasure Path to Soul Winning. And it's a memory book. You can buy them off him for $1. We had a memory program in our church where we tried to memorize this book. I think it has about 150 scriptures in it, something like that. But there is untold stories that people just have taken, even that book. We had a boy in our church, a young man. He was maybe 20 years old, and he memorized that book, Treasure Path to Soul Winning, from J.R. Grooms down there in Lynchburg. And he memorized that book. And boy, I saw his life just change. Just for memorizing that book. I mean, I saw that kid where he never preached. All of a sudden, buddy, he could preach, preacher, after he memorized that book. He had that word in him. And it just came out, you know. So when we memorize the Word of God, it does something to us. You know, reading the Word of God is good. Meditating in the Word of God is better. And by the way, may I say this? Fast reading produces little learning and much pride. Fast reading produces little learning and much pride. Now, what are they trying to tell us today? Read fast. Be a speed reader. And I like to, you know, it'd be good to read fast, but I know that I need that word to sink into me. Amen? I don't know. If you're like me, I get up in the morning, preacher, I'm at my fifth chapter before I even know I'm hardly reading the Bible. You know, that cup of coffee hasn't even sunk in yet. You know what I'm saying? I got to go back and read it all over again, and sometimes all over again, and sometimes all over again, because I want that word in my heart. Amen? I just don't want a formal reading, you know, just because I've done my duty. I want that word to do something to me. So when you memorize the Word of God, it does something to you. Amen? And then it gives you that power. It gives you that power over sin. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen? Even our faith. When that faith, when you read that Bible, when you meditate in that Bible, when you memorize the Bible, it's faith going in you, and that faith causes you to be an overcomer.
Amen?
That faith begins to eradicate sin in your life. I remember when I was in Bible school, I got to memorize some scriptures because I had a job over at Landmark Baptist Temple driving one of their Christian school buses. And when I read the New Testament, this is the first thing I did. I made a dash before every verse that God spoke to me about. Then I went back and I got one of the Bearing Precious Seed Bibles there, and I cut out all the verses that God laid on my heart, and I put them in a notebook. And every stop on that bus stop, I'd go down and I'd check one of those verses, say it, and then from the next bus stop, while I was driving the bus, I'd say that verse over and over again. And I did that for 2 years. And after 2 years, I pillowed my head one night, and I thought to myself, Lord, it's been 2 years since I've had a bad thought. A bad thought. Believe me, I was no Boy Scout before I got saved. Amen. I was like that guy in Genesis chapter 6, where God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Amen. And I thought to myself, Lord, it's been 2 years since I've had a bad thought. And I said, how could that be, Lord? Somebody like me. And God said, Joe, it's the Word. The Word. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So that word. So memorize the word of God. Amen. Meditate in the word of God. What's meditation? That's just looking upon a scripture, letting it sink in. Chew on it. Meditate on it. You know? And read it too. Read the Bible. Read it. But meditate it and memorize it. Memorize the word of God. Memorization will do more for you in your Christian life than probably anything else you'll ever do in your Christian life. If you can start memorizing the Word of God, it'll do wonders. If you got a job, you can do it at work. Try it. You know, if I'm working for the man and I got to work, if I got an opportunity, I want to make my time pay for the Lord. Amen. And a lot of jobs you can't be witnessing and doing stuff while you're working, and you shouldn't if you're supposed to be working. Amen. But some jobs you can memorize while you're working. Amen. Make use of that time. Memorize the Word of God. Start memorizing it. And God will start doing a work through you mightily. Look, that thou may increase mightily. Amen? I want to increase mightily for the Lord. As the Lord God of thy Father has promised thee in the land which floweth with milk and honey. And then verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen? He's one Lord. Amen? God is the Lord. We know we believe in the Trinity. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7. Unless you got a perversion of the Bible, and you'll find that verse cut out of the Bible in just about every version there is. All of them, I think. But God is one Lord. But we have God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's a heavy, isn't it? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. What's your heart? Your innermost being. Your heart, you know. And thy soul. Your inner man. And with all thy might. With all thy might. You know, sometimes Christianity is work. Amen? With all thy might. You know? And then verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Okay, and we just talked about that. God wants the word in our heart, not just our head. Amen. And then verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Amen. Hey, why do we have things? And I just saw on the television where they had another guy killed another five guys in the college there, or whatever it was, in Illinois. Why do we have that going on? Why? Well, number one, I believe it's because of the media. The media, you hear in the reader, the media blames it on everybody else except themselves, amen? They're the cause of it, you know? If kids weren't watching that junk on television and getting it on video games, you know, kill, 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 shoot, 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 and all that all the time. And on, what else, video and, you know, everything. You know, if they weren't watching that, guess what? Those things never happened before there was those things around where those were prevalent. That never happened in our society, very rarely, you know, did it happen. And people went, why is this happening? Well, because of that, and because also that parents aren't teaching their children. Amen? Parents aren't teaching their children. They're not teaching their children not to watch that stuff. Amen? They're letting the heathen teach their children. Amen? They're letting the heathen do it, and they're not teaching them. Amen? And I think if you teach your children, you have a lot better chance of your kids growing up right and letting the heathen do it. Amen? I believe that with all my heart. I don't want to turn my kid over to the heathen. I want to teach them. I want them to grow up right and be the right kind of kid. And then verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. What does that mean? What is God saying there? Thou shalt, you know, he told the Israel, he said, bind them for a sign upon thy hand. You know, and I've heard people say, well, God was just kidding when he said that. You know, I don't know if he was kidding or not. What do you think, brother? You think he was just kidding with that? I think he might have meant it literally. Maybe, you know, hey, get it out. That's what I used to do. I used to take my 3x5s, not have them, you know, and I kind of had them right with me, you know. They weren't taped to my hand or nothing, but, you know, I had them. But bind them for a sign upon thy hand, that they may be as frontlets before thy eyes. That's what the Word of God does to you. Keep it as a frontlet before your eyes. Keep it out there. And we already talked about that quite a bit. And and look at this, verse 9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Amen? Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Can you imagine going to a village in Israel back then and walking down a village street, and everywhere you looked there was the Word of God? Amen. You couldn't get away from it. They had it on every house. It was a command. Every house they had the Word of God out there. Every house. I bet you there wasn't a whole lot of heathen running around that day. Amen. I mean, they were confronted everywhere they went. Well, wouldn't that be great if we had that in the United States? Think about it. Everywhere the heathen rode, they saw the Word of God. Amen? Hey, that's a great vision to have. That's a great vision to have. I love this ministry, giving away the Word of God. I love it. When I was in Australia, brother, we had... I was into the sign ministry a little bit over there, and we did banners. And I said, we're going to make banners. We're going to put them up in trees all around Australia. So we got these long banners from about here to that wall over there, and I had an outbuilding in the house I was renting, and I had my wife and another guy, and we started painting these banners. We painted them by hand, you know, with a paintbrush, you know, just different. We had scriptures on them. Some of them were just sayings and stuff. And we took those things and we started tying them up in trees all around Australia, amen. And I remember I was tying up. I went to between Brisbane and Sydney. We were down there tying one up in a tree, a great big long one, about this long. And my friend and I had ladders up there. And we were there tying that banner up on the tree there on this busy highway, you know. And here comes the state patrol guy pulling up. And we're up there on that tree putting that banner up, you know. And he just gets out there and he says, get it down. Okay, sir. We got it down, you know. But can you imagine in the United States if we could get the Word of God out like that, where people would see the Word of God? Everywhere they see the Word of God, just like God commanded the nation of Israel to have the Word of God out. I think if there was ever a catalyst in the United States for revival, that could definitely be part of it. Amen. The Word of God, it could definitely be part of it. You know, you can't even hang the Word of God in a school anymore. Amen. It's 1963 since they've been doing what they did in our public schools, taking the Word of God out of the schools, taking prayer out of the schools. And, of course, the pregnancy rate has gone up untold times. The violence rate has gone up, way up, since 1963, since they started doing that at our schools. Amen. You know, we had a blessing up in Barberton. We had a guy come around our church, and he said that we can now go in the schools after school and hold a class. And if the kids bring their permission from their parents, you can teach them the Bible. You can teach them anything you want for an hour after school. And the parents come and pick them up. Isn't that something? I think that's would be a great ministry for any church. And I want to get involved in that myself. And it really doesn't require a lot. You just got to be there, teach the Bible. Amen. You don't really need a bus to do it or anything. You just be there, teach the Bible. The parents pick up their kids. They supply the transportation. And when you take the kid out, you know, take the kid out to the, you know, his car and stuff, get to know the parents a little bit. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, my name is Bill Marshall. I'm from, you know, Faith Baptist Church. Hey, how you doing? You know, get to know them. Build a rapport. I think that'd be a good thing. Don't you? I think that's a tremendous thing. And we had this guy kind of present this. He came and presented the work in our church. And we're going to do it. Our church is going to do it. I think it's a good thing. Let's get the Word of God back in the schools. Amen. Hey, you go to public school, but it's tough. It's a hard thing, you know, for a kid, you know. And because there's no Word there. No Word. No standards. No nothing anymore. They've taken them out of our schools. 1963 they started. And where are we at here? About ready to close here. So write them on the posts of the doors. And it shall be when the Lord, verse 10, and when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged where thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, and when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Now watch this now, verse 12. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now look at that there. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Hey, you know, I believe God wants us to prosper as Christians, don't you? I don't believe in prosperity Christianity, but I believe God wants us to prosper as Christians, and he will. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure you meet withal shall be measured unto you again. You can't outgive God. And I believe God will prosper us as Christians. Now, there's certain things. You go out and run a credit card up to $20,000 and have 25% interest. You know, it might take a while before, you know, that thing kicks in. Amen? There's some other things that are involved in that. But I believe if you will obey God's principles for money in the Word of God, God will prosper you. Amen? He'll prosper you. And it doesn't happen overnight. Somebody says, well, I'm going to start tithing. Next week, God's going to bless me. No. But 5 years from there, or 10 years from now, guess what? He might start blessing you, brother. Amen? And he'll prosper you. You know, he tests us for a while just to see if we'll, you know, keep on keeping on for him. But look at that. Lest thou forget the Lord thy God. Hey, if God does prosper you, don't forget the Lord. Don't forget the Lord. You know, I've heard a man say, prosperity has killed its millions. Adversity has killed its hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Adversity really usually will make you a stronger Christian. It'll draw you closer to the Lord. Adversity in your life will draw you closer to the Lord. That's why God says in Hebrews chapter 12, when we're chastened, why? Not because God hates us, because he loves us, and he wants us to be our partaker of his holiness. So adversity will draw you close to the Lord, but prosperity will mess you up. The devil messes a lot of people up through prosperity. Amen. They forget the Lord. Amen. Don't ever forget the Lord. If God prospers you, start blessing. Don't forget it. Remember your roots. Remember where you came from, and God will bless you. Thank you.